Well, on December 2nd, dock workers at the Mack Point cargo facility in Searsport spilled about 5,000 pounds of plastic waste into Penobscot Bay. It had arrived in a large shipment from Northern Ireland bound for a waste-to-energy incinerator in Orrington. But the spill was kept under wraps until 6 days later when plastic started washing up on the beaches of nearby Sears Island. Murray Carpenter has our story.
On a chilly day on Upper Penobscot Bay, a crew of volunteers and a small team of professional cleanup workers are spread out on the sandy beach on Sears Island, picking up trash.
Well, what's washing up are little tiny chunks of plastic that seem to be crushed with some sort of fiber, like a cotton fiber.
Sally Brophy of Belfast is a volunteer with Upstream Watch, a local environmental group.
So there's these chunks of crushed cotton and little tiny, and most of it looked like little candy wrappers.
The cleanup started after a local resident, walking on Sears Island on December 8th, noticed clumps of plastic along the shore. He alerted local journalist Ethan Andrews, who posted photos on Facebook.
The first we knew of the spill was actually the indication from Facebook that somebody found material on the beach.
That's Henry Lang, the general manager of the Penobscot Energy Recovery Company, a waste-to-energy incinerator in Orrington.
We were all looking at it, horrified, going, that's SRF.
SRF stands for Solid Recovered Fuel, and Lang's facility had just received a big shipment of it from a company called Regen Waste in the United Kingdom. It had been offloaded at Mack Point, the port just opposite Sears Island.
It was not a happy piece of information, and it certainly had us very concerned.
Lang said the material is mostly fine plastic film, a byproduct of recycling, mixed with bits of cotton and linen. The shipment of 100 metric tons arrived in more than 7,000 plastic-wrapped bales. He'd received a smaller trial run last year and says it burned well. On the afternoon of December 2nd, as the plastic was being hoisted from a ship's cargo hold to trucks for shipping to Perk, port workers dropped two large bales into Penobscot Bay. Each weighed about 2,500 pounds. Sprague Operating Resources, which manages the Mack Point terminal under contract to the state of Maine, declined to go on tape. But a spokesperson says the spilled bales quickly dropped out of sight, and conditions were unsafe for divers to retrieve them. When divers did check the site later, they found no evidence of the plastic. Sprague did not alert Maine's Department of Environmental Protection. The DEP says it learned about the spill 6 days later, on December 8th, through a phone call from a concerned citizen. Sprague has hired a crew of cleanup contractors, but on Thursday, the half-dozen contractors were far outnumbered by volunteers mustered by Upstream Watch and Friends of Sears Island.
Do we want to be taking foreign waste to turn into energy that we subsidize in the state? That's a question we really have to ask.
That's State Representative Paige Ziegler, a Democrat from Montville, who was among those picking tiny pieces of plastic from the rockweed. Ziegler serves on the Environment and Natural Resources Committee and once introduced a bill to ban the use of polystyrene food containers.
The committee that I've been on, we've been dealing with solid waste for the last two sessions in particular, and we really have to look at this to see where this, we don't want the state to be a dumping ground. We want our environment to be protected.
To Sally Brophy, the Upstream Watch volunteer, the entire situation seemed avoidable.
There's a solution on every way down the chain for this. Don't wrap every little tiny thing in plastic, and then don't bail it up and put it on a ship and use fossil fuels to ship it across the ocean. It's crazy.
But for the companies involved, it's about cost. It's far more expensive for Regen to landfill waste in the United Kingdom than to ship it to Maine and pay Perk a fee of roughly $77 a ton to take it. Lang says Perk has already begun burning the waste. DEP, meanwhile, is investigating Sprague's response to the spill. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Murray Carpenter.